Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Y'all, as usual, I am just so excited to be joining each and every one of you all every Monday morning at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time to collectively say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for how far you have brought us from. Thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in this very moment. And thank you, Lord, for what you have in store for us. I don't know about y'all, but I'm excited about what God has in store for me. I'm excited for what God has in store for you as well, as it relates to your career journey, as it relates to your business journey, as it relates to your life in general. And so wherever you're at, just give God some praise, give God a shout of praise, give God hand claps of praise, and just praise the Lord, because he is what? He is forever worthy. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, y'all, you already know last week we were not live at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time, but I did send out a prayer call recording, and I also posted it on the YouTube channel. So definitely go back and watch that, you know. So yes, let's get into it this morning. So I'm excited about today because I was reflecting on some things that the Lord wanted me to share with you all this morning. And I was just thinking, I'm like, ooh, I am now in a season where I can really reflect on what God wants me to do right now, right? And so I'm in a season of creating, And so what that means is it requires surrender, because I want to create what God wants me to create. Okay. It requires focus, meaning I got to be laser focused on what he is calling me to create. But as well, I can't be looking at what other people may be creating or doing in this season, because guess what? It's going to take me off my grind. And then last but not least, it requires endurance, endurance to push, endurance to keep going, even when you do not feel like going. And so guess what? That's a great segue into what we're going to talk about this morning. Okay. And so, as you all know, we are in the month of June. We are officially 6 months into 2026. And guess what? We are in the exact middle month of the year. And so, a lot of people lose momentum. They lose that endurance, right? They lose that momentum in the middle. And it's statistically known that people will lose momentum in the middle. They lose momentum. They call it like the murky middle, right? The murky middle. And murky, if you don't know what that means, it refers to confusing, challenging, or difficult to see through. It's like difficult to see through situations, right? So when I say some people may be find themselves, or maybe even me, right, find themselves in the murky middle because they cannot see the finish line, or they can't see, or they have this they don't have clarity as when they did when they started. And so the reason why people lose momentum is it's a very number. It's a lot of reasons, right? It's a lot of reasons why you can lose momentum. But the top three reasons, my friends, is the excitement of starting is gone. Like, you done started a goal towards your career, business, or just in life in general. You done started that workout goal. You done started pursuing a promotion. You done started pursuing your job search. You done started doing all the things, right? But that excitement in the middle is gone. Is gone, because you're like, And like, another reason is the finish line seems to be nowhere in sight. It seems to be nowhere in sight. You're like, oh my goodness, when am I going to really achieve said goal or when I'm going, am I going to really achieve the next thing towards this goal, the next step towards this goal? And with that, thoughts of doubt kick in, thoughts of, is it really worth it? Is it really worth pursuing this? Or you begin to feel demotivated, all these things. And also you may be the person thinking, my start wasn't even good. My start wasn't even great. So what am I doing right now? Like, why am I even still here? Why am I even still pursuing this goal? And whether you're in the good start or not so great starts towards your goal, towards whatever you're trying to achieve in this season, my advice to you, my friends, and I want you to hear me and hear me loud and clear, my advice to you, whether category, on whatever category you may fall in, whether good start or not so great start, my advice to you is, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. I'm gonna say that again. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. And so how do we even get to that phrase? How did this even come about? So let me give you some historical context. I was watching the NBA finals, okay? And I was noticing the team I wanted to win, which was the New York Knicks, the team I wanted to win would always have not so great of a start. And I was like, what is going on, y'all? What is going on? And it was the night, I want to say it was the fourth game. It was looking like they were not going to win. It was looking like they were not going to win. But let me, and it's so many people also in the audience thought they, or the crowd thought they weren't going to win either. People were like, I know people were turning away from the game. They were waking up and saying, oh goodness, that I know the Spurs won, or I know the other team won. But in reality, the Knicks pulled it off. They won game four, and they won just in the nick of time, right? Just when the time was going out. And so that got me to think, I was like, you know, it's not how you start. It's how you finish. It's how you finish. And I know, I was thinking, I was like, well, how, you know, they had a horrible start, but in the middle, something happened, something shifted. And so I want to talk about that, right? I want to talk about what may have shifted in their mind. Obviously, there was a strong, there was a strong locker room talk, some locker room lashing, right? Locker room tongue lashing. But they had to be reminded of a few things, And so as I put my creativity hat on, I had to think about what they could have talked about in the locker room. And I want to share with you all what my thoughts are as it relates to you maintaining momentum in the middle of it so that your finish can be strong, okay? Because that is exactly what we need. We want to have a strong finish, a strong finish. So we got to make some shifts in the middle, in the murky middle, right? And so what could have happened in the locker room? Of course, there was a pep talk that took place, right? And first and foremost, what happened is they had to remember their why. They had to remember their why. Why did we even start this journey towards pursuing an NBA championship, right? So I want to encourage you all to think about, why did you even start the journey towards the goal? Why did you even start the journey towards a career pivot? Why did you even start the journey in that industry that you may currently be in? Why did you even start the journey towards pursuing writing the book, starting the podcast, all the things that you may have done or want to do in your business? Why did you even start the goal of making a healthier lifestyle? Listen, all of that takes work. It takes remembering your why. Why? So I want to challenge you all to sit down with yourself and ask yourself, why did I even start this goal? Why did I even do this? For example, why did I even start this prayer call? I didn't start this prayer call because I necessarily wanted to, but because God told me to, right? And I know some of you all, you may have those same examples. God told me to start this, right? God told me to pursue that career, that industry. God called me to this, right? And so honestly, if God called you to it, you have to stand on faith. You have to stand on His word and say, if God called me to this, He has to see me through it. He's responsible for the results. And that is something that we can all stand on and be encouraged by. God is responsible for the results. His word won't return to us void. And that's something that we have to always remember when we are pursuing goals, or when we are, especially if we were pursuing a God-led goal, right? A God-led goal. And so I want you to remember your why you started, and also think about the impact it's going to make, meaning because you started or because you're working towards this goal, when you finish, think about the impact. I want to share with you all that when you think about the impact it's going to make after you didn't finish the goal or completed the goal, it's going to keep you going. It's going to keep you encouraged to complete the goal, because you're like, I will be impacting all of these people. Even if it's just one person, listen, we got to stay focused on the one, meaning the one, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But we also got to be focused on the one God is sending us to impact, right? Got to be focused on that too, because God is doing a new thing through you to impact His people, whether it's one, 500, a million, or whoever, right? So remember your why and why you started. The next part of the pep talk that could have taken place, my friends, is they had to remember the effort they put in. Listen, it was no easy thing to get to where they were in the NBA finals, right? And so I want to encourage you all to remember the effort that it took to get to where you were or are in your career journey, the effort that it took to get to where you are in your business journey, the effort it took to where you are in your life's journey. It took effort, my friends. It took effort, meaning the work that you put in. And I want to encourage you, and share with you one of my favorite verses that aligns to this is 1 Corinthians 15:58. And it talks about how the work and the labor that you do, it's not in vain. It is not in vain. And so I want you to understand that every step that you take towards a goal, towards the vision and executing it and making it reality, it is not in vain. It is not in vain. Okay. The work you do today is not in vain. I can't stress that enough. I remember as I was starting my business, that was my scripture that I focused on. I was like, the work I do today is not in vain. It is going to pay off. I know God is going to do a new thing through me, and the efforts, the works that I do is not in vain, right? And so I know that was something that they had to talk about, right? And the number three reason, and last but not least, points in the locker room pep talk is to stay encouraged. How? Stay encouraged along the way. And one scripture that comes to mind, my friends, instantly was Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, which talks about, let us not grow weary or become discouraged in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap if we do not give in or if we do not give up. And so I want to encourage you all this morning, whatever your career goals are, whatever your business goals are, whatever your life goals may be, in the middle, you may feel as though you want to give up because, like I said, the end or the finish line is no longer in sight. The excitement of the starting phase is gone. The doubts of everything or everything may kick in, but you got to understand you can't grow weary. Why? Because in due season, you will reap, my friends. You will reap if you do not do what? Give up. Okay. And so they couldn't give up. They couldn't give up as they was going throughout their the NBA series, as they was specifically in that game, my friends. They could not give up. And so I want to share with you all to never give up. Never give up. Because if you give up, listen, you're going to regret it. You're going to say, well, what if I would have not given up? What if I would have kept going? What if I would have adopted that the mindset of never giving up? Not just the mindset, but the actions of never giving up and keep pursuing and then keep inviting God in the process, right? Keep inviting God in the process by simply saying this simple prayer, God, show up for me in the middle. Show up for me in the middle of this, of me pursuing this career goal. A simple prayer, my friends, a simple prayer. And I believe by faith that God hears us. He hears our cries, loud, soft, in between. He hears our cries. And so whatever you're crying out to God, I guarantee he is going to hear you, but you got to stay in it. You got to stay in it because it requires endurance. It requires that focus, and it requires you always surrendering and saying, God, this is out of my hands. I know you want me to pivot over here. I know you want me to pursue this goal. I know you want me to pursue a better, healthier lifestyle. I know that, God. So, God, I can't stop. I can't stop pursuing, even though it got hard in the middle, or it's getting hard in the middle, because in the middle, that's where God is going to meet you. And I just believe that by faith, that God will meet you in the middle. And so, my friends, God shared with me last week, he was just like, this is really how you're going to get through that middle season of your career, of that business goal that you may be going after, or even that just life goal that you may be going after. And it's, of course, knowing his word, speaking his word over you, and acknowledging how far you have come. Not acknowledge how far you have come. Okay. And so I want to, and I shared this with you all, I believe on Friday or Thursday, I can't remember, but it was a video of me saying, I'm proud of me, because I'm really asking you all, when's the last time you shared with yourself or told yourself, I am proud of me? I am proud of me. And so what I want to share is the I'm Proud of Me challenge. I want to challenge you every day for the next 30 days. For the next 30 days, I want to challenge you to share with yourself reasons as to why you are proud of yourself. Okay? I'm going to say that again. For the next 30 days, I want to challenge you to say, I am proud of me. Whatever those reasons are, videotape yourself, write it down, and let me know. Like, you don't, and I just want to, this is for accountability purposes, of course. I'm not trying to be in your business or why you're proud of yourself, but I know for me, I am going to definitely be showcasing that. And we're going to hashtag proud of me. Proud of me, when, if you would like to post it, if you would like to share it with me via email or text, definitely do so, so I can keep you accountable for challenging yourself to say why you are proud of yourself. And when you do that, my friends, this is a conscious way of sharing with yourself are telling yourself that, yes, you have come a long way, and yes, you definitely got to keep going. All right. But it also builds the confidence to keep going. It also builds the momentum to keep going while you are in the middle of your career goals or pursuing the career goals or business goals or whatever goals you may have laid out for yourself. Even the job search, right? It could be as simple as, I'm proud of me because I applied to X amount of jobs today. I'm proud of me because I made X amount of connections today as it relates to where I'm trying to go in my career journey. It could be a number of things. It could be, I'm proud of me because the reason I gave you all was, I'm proud of me because I gave up sweets and have not eaten a sweet or anything, meaning cookies, cakes, and all the sugary items for the last 3 weeks. This we going on 4 weeks. So I'm excited about that in my health journey. And so there are a lot of things that will bring the excitement back to you as you remember and reflect on why you are proud of yourself. Okay. So if you're going to be in the challenge with me, let me know. You can drop it in an email, a text, and so I can hold you accountable for that, okay? All right, you all. I pray this word that I was sharing with you all definitely laid on your heart and penetrated your heart this morning. And so let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, I thank you for all you have called them to do, God, in this season. Allow them to not grow weary while they are doing good, God, meaning they are doing the works, your works, God, you, and allowing you to work through them to do something new in this earthly realm. God, we thank you. We thank you for cultivating their gifts. We thank you for giving them all the resources they needed in order to pursue career shifts, God, whether it's careers in their in the corporate world, the nonprofit world, their businesses, God, and whatever their careers may be, we thank you for shifting their careers in the right direction, shifting their careers in a direction that aligns to your will, God, for them. So God, we thank you. We thank you for allowing them to pursue their career goals and their business goal and life goals with confidence, God, and allow them to not lose momentum in the middle, but God, show up for us in the middle. Show up for us in the middle where it may seem as though, you know, we've gotten away from the starting line, but the finish line is a little too far for us. But God, let us know that you are going to be with us every step of the way, giving us the encouragement we need, God, through your word, and allow us to speak life over ourselves, meaning speak your word over ourselves, God, as we are going through the middle, this middle season of our life, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, God, for allowing us to remember our why. We thank you, God, for allowing us to remember the effort that we have put in, always letting us or reminding us that the work that we have done today, it is not in vain, but it is with purpose, and it will glorify your name. And God, allow us to remember to not grow weary and to never give up on what you have called us to do in this earthly realm, and allow us to be reminded as we and reflect back on why we are proud of ourselves and how far we have gotten, God, in order to push us to go forward and further into complete what it is that you have called us to do. So God, we thank you. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your favor that you continuously show us each and every day. And God, we thank you. And we ask that you allow us to have a blessed and productive work week. And in Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer. Have a wonderful, productive work week. And of course, I will catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.